This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day in the world of entertainment as we look forward to maybe, just maybe, in some parts of the country, movie theaters reopening under certain circumstances and under certain conditions. Basically the whole country is opening up, and at least so far, the dreaded second wave has not materialized. Dr. Fauci says we're still in the first wave. He is still wary about a second wave that damaged the stock market today. But there seems to be, at least the Wall Street Journal, and again, more conservative newspaper, is reporting that the testing so far has shown that the mass demonstrations, and some of them very mass demonstrations, following tragic killing of George Floyd, that those demonstrations have not inspired as yet a massive new wave of COVID-19 infection. I also ardently hope and expect that that will not be the case from President Trump's big rally that is taking place tomorrow. And one of the things that I don't know, it seems to say to me a lot about the President of the United States and his standing with media, is that he did the right thing. They had scheduled the rally initially, and Brad Parscale, his campaign manager, had scheduled the rally, and it was supposed to be today, on a Friday, and that was Juneteenth. And Juneteenth, the holiday of emancipation and liberation, the Jubilee Festival, the Freedom Festival has been called, that holiday was officially recognized before this year in 47 of the 50 states. And now it's recognized in 49 of the 50 states because Governor Kristi Noem, a Republican governor of South Dakota, today signed a proclamation making Juneteenth a holiday in South Dakota, and another Republican governor, Governor Bergen in North Dakota, did it. And the holdout is the old Democratic state of Hawaii, but Kirk Caldwell, who's the mayor of Honolulu, had previously proclaimed Juneteenth in Hawaii. So there's that. And there's also Melania Trump, where the first lady of the land basically announced Juneteenth and announced her intention to honor it together with the President of the United States. Listen.
My dear citizens, today we celebrate Juneteenth, the oldest nationally celebrated commemoration of the end of slavery in the United States. As our country works through the racial issues that we still face today, it is important to remember we are one global community. Let's all agree that any differences we have should be celebrated and learned from. Today, I will be thinking about my trip to Ghana in West Africa, where I was so moved to take a tour of the House of Slaves and step through the door of no return, a memorial to the Atlantic slave trade. My hope for everyone today is that by understanding and reflecting upon even the worst part of our country's past, we can commit to lifting each other up and celebrating the freedom we all deserve.
Okay, that's a perfectly nice, I know it's a heavy accent, but it's a perfectly nice and positive statement, isn't it? And there's a new book about Melania, and by the way, the new book about her concludes that she and Trump really do love each other. It indicates that she renegotiated her prenup, but look, that is a gracious and lovely way of honoring Juneteenth. And here's the deal. Let's assume for a moment that what they're saying is true, that nobody noticed when they were scheduling this rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma on Friday, on today, that it was Juneteenth and it would be offensive to people because it would be preempting a holiday that really is celebrated by hundreds of thousands. I mean, they've had crowds over the years that have come to gigantic Juneteenth rallies, literally with hundreds of thousands of people and all over the country. Milwaukee had one recently with 100,000 people in it. Okay, let's assume it's an honest mistake. Trump corrects the mistake, says that, look, he wants to honor Juneteenth, and then he gets criticized for that, and he's still criticized for that. Now, he doesn't make it any easier. In this interview with the Wall Street Journal, he says, I did something good. I made Juneteenth very famous. It's actually an important event, an important time, but nobody had ever heard of it before. And then the Wall Street Journal brings up 47 states and the District of Columbia commemorate or observe Juneteenth. As I said, it's now 49 states. It is more observed today and because of the circumstances that we are in. The basic question right now, I honestly believe, is going to be what kind of tone President Trump takes at the rally. And I hope it is one of celebration and encouragement and more positivity, because if he becomes obsessed with responding to people in the media, listen to this. This is from Samantha Bee, another incredibly unfunny. This is cut number 16. Samantha Bee, who basically plays out the victim card, and notice to the difference in tone between Samantha Bee and the First Lady of the Land, Melania Trump. Listen.
As the country continues to face an overdue reckoning with white supremacy, America is rethinking the way it glorifies slavery. NASCAR banned the Confederate flag, HBO Max removed Gone with the Wind, and Lady Antebellum is now just Lady A. While some racist is going away, one thing that isn't is the way the Republican Party punishes black and brown voters for just wanting to vote. Republicans work incredibly hard to make voting difficult, especially for voters who are black, indigenous, or people of color. Republicans' key voting bloc is older, whiter people who are one heartbeat away from the great Cracker Barrel in the sky. Meanwhile, the overall electorate has become more diverse and more likely to reject campaign promises that sound like they come from the most uncomfortable parts of Splash Mountain. Republicans' base is shrinking. It's in their best interest to keep young people, people with disabilities, and people of color who tend to vote progressively from voting. How are Republicans still getting away with this?
Okay, how is it that Republicans are trying to keep people from voting? This is such an absurd charge. And again, the idea that requiring showing ID keeps people from voting is utterly ridiculous, and it's been debunked in investigations that have been conducted by people like Jimmy Carter, who is no friend of the Republican Party. The entire absurdity of all of this, it seems to be, needs to be countered by more of the Juneteenth spirit, which is unity, love of country, love of God, and maybe actually wanting to celebrate the good things in this country. I do not understand how people like Samantha Bee believe that you're going to build a national movement or you're going to build any kind of national unity or acceptance at all by trying to say to that, and it is still two-thirds of the country that identifies as white, that majority of the United States should all feel guilty. Guilt does not work as well as gratitude. And this is why people think we're headed toward another civil war. So what about the last time, which is in the 1960s, that we thought we were headed toward a civil war? We'll get a perspective on that and more coming up, plus new movies with Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Amanda Seyfried and Kevin Bacon, all available for streaming. We'll be right back on The MedVed Show. I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where ClearPlay comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, ClearPlay can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more, and you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com because ClearPlay loves good movies. This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Michael Medved Show. It is coming up to the weekend. It is the Juneteenth holiday, and yes, we are paying attention to it. But you also try to pay attention to some of the good and beloved and gratitude-inducing aspects of American life. And there's an example of that from Tennessee. No, really, yeah. And Tennessee was a Confederate state. And by the way, the vice president who became president after Lincoln died, Andrew Johnson, who was a terrible president, by the way, he was from Tennessee, and he was a unionist. That's why he got put on the ticket with Lincoln. He represented, and he was wartime governor of Tennessee after having been in the U.S. Senate before. In any event, a Tennessee sheriff's deputy got a heartfelt surprise after two black women who saw him eating at Cracker Barrel decided they would anonymously pay for his meal. The deputy, whose name is Jody McDowell, thanked the women for their generosity in a Facebook post came out this week. He says, "I want to thank the two sweet black ladies who paid for my breakfast this morning," he said. "While waiting for a transport to be completed, I decided to have breakfast at a Cracker Barrel near the Nashville airport." Accompanying his post was a photo of the note the women left with their act of kindness. It was an unsigned note. It was torn out of a notebook. You can see it. It says, BLM, Black Lives Matter. That was heavily underlined. But so does yours. Thank you for your service. Breakfast paid. Okay, McDowell is a deputy with the Sumner County Sheriff's Department. Sumner County is in Middle Tennessee. It's about 25 miles north of Nashville. Janella Escobar with Cracker Barrel confirmed McDowell's story to CNN. Quote, "At Cracker Barrel, we believe in treating everyone who walks through our doors as family, and we work hard to foster a welcoming environment for our guests and employees, blah, 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 etc." Escobar said, "It makes us especially proud to see when guests take it upon themselves to extend our mission of pleasing people and commit random acts of kindness towards each other, as these two women did yesterday." The women left the restaurant before anyone got their names. McDowell told a CNN affiliate that the women were eating before flight back to Baltimore, Maryland. He was unable to get their names or contact information, but he hopes they see his post to understand how much he appreciates it. Look, it's a beautiful thing. And I think particularly at this time, for any of us, I mean, right now with the pressure that they're under, I particularly feel the urge, and I think it's appropriate going into this weekend, especially on Father's Day weekend, which is another factor that we have very much. You see somebody in law enforcement, express gratitude, because the gratitude is appropriate. I'll tell you what's not appropriate. One of the things that got cleared up, I think, in the last 24 hours is who won't be, definitely won't be, Joe Biden's running mate. Now, how do I know? Stacey Abrams, who is such an annoying political figure and who would absolutely take down the Biden ticket to landslide defeat. Now, generally, a vice president doesn't make that much difference. But with Joe Biden, he's 78 years old. He is a little bit frail. This is going to be the most important running mate choice in memory. Maybe not ever, but in memory. In any event, Stacey Abrams was on MSNBC. This is clip number four, Jeremy. And listen to the way she treated the guy that she says she wants to pick her as his running mate. Listen.
These groups wrote him a letter this week, wrote Vice President Biden, and said, "As a senator, you not only supported, but in many cases authored and championed laws that expanded mass incarceration, increased police powers, exacerbated racial disparities in sentencing and surveillance. Are they right? And if they are, how does this reconcile with what Joe Biden is saying today?"
What I hope we're seeing, what I hope those activists are seeing, what I believe Joe Biden has expressed in his very thoughtful and intentional response over the last month, is that mistakes were made based on bad information, bad decision making, that there were poor decisions made by a number of people across the country, and it came to a head in 1994.
Okay, 1994 is exactly when we passed a new national crime bill that Joe Biden helped to write that saved millions of American lives. Really, millions of American lives. It wasn't that one bill. It was the whole intensification of policing. And see, this is one of the things that's so crazy about all the defund police nonsense. Because there are very, very few times when you can say, okay, there was a policy, it was tried, and it worked. What is it you think that brought about the drastic reduction in crime everywhere across the country? Particularly in a few big cities like New York. New York had more than a two-thirds, almost a three-fourths decline in crime. Murder rate went down in New York. Until very recently, it was going down steadily to the lowest it had been since the 19th century, for goodness sake. And in fact, a lot of people think it was actually worse than the 19th century. They just had fewer crimes reported. I mean, this idea that we should now take a look at what happened and apologize for it, because there are far more people of color who die as victims of murder than there are people of color who have perpetrated murder and been imprisoned. It's not even one for one. And so what you're doing by more effective law enforcement is sparing black lives. If black lives matter, I've made this point before. If you take a look at the numbers, look at the numbers provided by the Washington Post. If you look at their numbers of victims of drug overdoses versus victims of encounters with police, unarmed victims of encounters with police, the ratio is more than 100 to 1. If Black Lives Matter, can we reduce the drug overdoses? And if Stacey Abrams speaks about that, I think she would be on much safer ground. She would be an utter disaster as vice president. So what about the last time that people said, okay, America's on the verge of a civil war? That would have been back in 1968, 69, 70. Somebody who was there at that time, who also worked as a firefighter in Cleveland, has written movingly about the recollections of that year of division. We'll get to that and more with Peter Yedek coming up on the Michael Medved Show.
More of Michael Medved in a moment. We all need to do our part.
And show that we care.
Look, man.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. But not just any mask. Cheap doesn't mean protection. Sunny-Bay.com has the best value of high-quality N95 or disposable face masks anywhere. Get disposable Level 1 face masks now, a 20-pack starting at only $12. Or a 10-pack of N95 respirator masks is only $34. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection at Sunny-Bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at Sunny-Bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to Sunny-Bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says precautions are being taken ahead of President Trump's rally set to take place in Tulsa, Oklahoma, Saturday night.
We are administering hand sanitizer, masks to those who are in attendance should they decide to wear them, and we are taking temperature checks.
McEnany, during the daily White House press briefing on Friday, continues.
We are confident that we can operate safely in Tulsa. As I noted at the beginning of this, Governor Stitt said under 200 people are in hospitals across Oklahoma.
McEnany also pointing out how the media's coverage over President Trump's rallies is far different than the way they covered the Black Lives Matter protests within the last month. Alveda King, the niece of Martin Luther King Jr., is calling on Juneteenth to be made into a national holiday. King making her comments in a column posted by Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've all seen, and perhaps use, the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Michael Medved Show, this might be a Cleveland day, this Juneteenth celebration. We just had Daniel Henninger, who I was surprised to hear is in fact a native Clevelander. So is Peter Jedek, who joins us now. He's somebody that I know because, and he's a fascinating guy with a fascinating background. And you are a former firefighter for in Cleveland, aren't you, Peter?
Yep. Nice to hear from you, Michael. Yeah, I've been a firefighter for 30 years, city of Cleveland, inner city. Saw it all. Thank you, sir.
Well, God bless you for your service. And again, we're just talking about expressing appreciation to people in law enforcement. And firefighting is a particularly challenging branch therein. But he's also a novelist, and his most recent book is called Hippies. You can find out about it. It's at hippiesbook.com. And it's pretty relevant right now because we just had the mayor of Seattle, Jenny Durkin, who said she's not going to do anything to break up the occupation of what used to be six blocks. I think it's shrunk a little bit. But there is the Capitol Hill occupied protest or organized protest, CHOP. And she said, oh, no, we may have a summer of love. Summer of love, of course, 1967, associated with hippies. But so in Peter's mind is 1970 on May 4th. And this is an episode in his novel. It's also a real life episode where four college students were killed in deadly violence. There are others who were wounded on the campus of Kent State University. And you were there and you knew two of the people who died, right, Peter?
Yeah, Michael, that's the sad part. I was there and it's kind of like today. A lot of parallels to today. The protests kind of got out of control. National Guard, for some reason, got a little bit too upset with the students and opened fire. And in 13 seconds, they shot 67 shots into the crowd, and four students died. It was an international event at the time, and I was on campus at the time. And like you said, I knew two of the students that were killed.
And after the killings, there were riots and violence and confrontations and student strikes that spread all across the country, right?
Yeah, you know, because there were protests. Everybody was protesting. It wasn't just Kent. They were happening all over the country because of the Vietnam War at the time, you know. And young people wanted to get out of the war. And so they were protesting all over the country. And it just happened to have a Kent that it went a little bit out of control. And these students got killed. And it was a terrible thing.
Except what I understand, and I've actually spoken to one of the National Guardsmen who was there at the time. There were things being thrown at the National Guard. They were throwing bricks. They were throwing bottles. This was not an entirely peaceful protest, was it?
Well, I hate to disagree with that guy. Because, you know, like I said, I was on campus, and I don't think that's true. The kids were, especially May 4th, maybe the night before, they had a couple of incidents with the students on Saturday night and Friday night. It was a Monday afternoon at noon. And, you know, they say they were maybe threatened. Kids were throwing rocks at them. But, you know, there's no rocks on college campuses. There aren't any bricks. These weren't outside agitators. If you look at the pictures, another guy just came out with a book. There's 150 pictures of the incident. He was a photographer. We had these really good photographers at the time from the journalism department. 90% of the kids were spectators, just watching, and they're holding their books. They're walking between classes. They're going to lunch, and this all kind of started getting out of control, you know. And there was like a small.
And that was true of two of the students who died. Right? They were not part of the demonstration. They're just walking to class.
Yeah, the one I knew, Sandy Sawyer. She was, you know, the trouble was these M1 rifles they had, they shoot a mile away. She was walking to class with her friends. She wasn't a demonstrator. She wasn't a protester. She was nothing. And the other guy, one of the other guys that got killed, he was in the ROTC, the Reserve Officer Training Corps. You know, he was like a military guy on campus. It was real sad that he got shot. He wasn't part of the protest either. He was just watching like I was, you know. And but they weren't being threatened.
I do think that it is widely assumed now by all historians that it was a terrible mistake for Governor Rhodes, who was a Republican governor of Ohio at the time, to send in the National Guard. What's the lesson you see from what you experienced in Kent State as a student there in May of 1970? What's the lesson for leaders today?
Well, I think it's what a lot of people like yourself are saying. You got to tone it down. Right now, back then it was a generation gap. It was the students against their own parents, you know. And yeah, the World War II generation were calling us communists because we were against the war. And now you got the Republicans and the Democrats. And it just got escalated that whole weekend. You have to really look at the weekend, and we don't have time to look at the weekend. But, you know, Nixon made a speech. He was expanding the war. It was like a powder keg. It was like this George Floyd thing. And colleges across the country started protesting. And this whole weekend, the mayor called in the National Guard because a couple of guys broke a couple of windows. There was no looting or rioting, but a couple of windows got broken in the downtown part of Kent. So the mayor asked the governor to call in the National Guard, so he called them in. And then the next night, some radicals did burn down the ROTC building. That was the big difference. They burned down a building that was like the military symbol on campus. Just like people, these kids today are hating the policemen. Back then, everyone hated the military because they were in Vietnam, but it wasn't their fault they were in Vietnam. They got my friends from high school. They got drafted and they got sent over there. You know, they didn't want to be there either, but they were doing their duty, you know. And they got to tone it down. I think the lesson is that everybody's got to step back and tone all this down. Pretty soon, you're going to have another Kent State on your hands.
Oh, well, Kent State, I mean, there are people. We were talking earlier today, Peter, about a new Rasmussen poll that showed that 34% of all Americans think that a civil war is likely within the next 5 years. Aside from toning it down, what do you think leadership could do if you could talk about, say, two reforms that could help avoid some of this very bitter domestic conflict?
Well, I think a lot of this is on the media's fault. You know as well as I do, the media is loving this stuff. And I don't know how we're going to do that. You've got to get the media to look at our side and their side, you know, and our side's getting, I don't think we're getting our real view out there. You know, guys like you are fighting a good fight, but I don't know how we're going to get the media to tone it down. You know, they're looking for ratings and stuff, and this mainstream media is really presenting one side of the battle here. I think overly on one side.
Well, you know what it's like. You know what it's like, Peter. It's like your job. They will never cover what firefighters do when it's successful. If there's some kind of disaster and something really burns down, or God forbid, some firefighters get injured or killed, God forbid, in the line of duty, that's big news. In other words, when things operate right, and most things in America, most of the time, operate right, in law enforcement and every other field. But when things go wrong, it's a big story, right?
Oh, yeah, you hit the nail on the head there, Michael. Actually, like, you know, I worked in Indiana City for 20 years. My first day in the job, I went to 4 house fires, and it was like that for my first 20 years on the job. And you know, you never got in the papers that much. You know, like you said, you didn't get that media. Sometimes, you know, they put the TV on TV, they show a fire for a few minutes. But you're right. And then if somebody, I actually was involved with the guys that, some of the guys that got died in the line of duty, that's a terrible thing, you know. And then it is big news. It's, I don't know. We got to do something about the media. I don't know what the answer is. Maybe you got a smart guy like you can help figure that out.
Well, maybe to emphasize some gratitude above guilt, people should be grateful for Peter Jedek and for his service for the city of Cleveland and for our country. His new book is called Hippies. It's a novel. It's dramatizes the Kent State riots and the killings. It's available at www.hippiesbook.com. It's linked at our website at michaelmedved.com. We will be right back with entertainment offerings involving Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Kevin Bacon, Amanda Seyfried, and more coming up.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there, because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Wishing that everybody listening to me, wherever you happen to be, has a glorious weekend and a glorious Father's Day in particular. A great time to express gratitude to dads. And I will tell you, as having lost my own dad in 2009, you should also feel grateful, whoever your dad is, that he's there to accept your gratitude. And that, it seems to me, is an important message that is nonpartisan and ought to be non-controversial. There are movies that are being released on streaming all across the country with some pretty big stars, kind of an indication that maybe, just maybe, the movie business is waking up after the pandemic slowdown. The latest from Hollywood. Okay, I probably should have said Holly Weird, because the first of the two movies that we're taking a look at is fairly weird, and it's by one of the, literally, the most successful screenwriters of all time. He wrote the film based on a novel, and he also directed it. His directing has been less successful than his screenwriting in the past. But David Cope has written Jurassic Park, Mission Impossible, Spider-Man, Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. He's a very capable, wildly successful screenwriter. His movies, a little bit less so. Actually, much less so. Secret Window, you ever heard of? Or Ghost Town? No. Okay, this new movie is with Kevin Bacon. And Kevin Bacon plays an older guy who has some dark secrets in his past. You never find out about them. And he's married to a beautiful young actress played by the very beautiful and young Amanda Seyfried. Okay, but the problem with all of this is that she's distracted by her career. She has a shoot in London, and they get a house in Wales with their beautiful little daughter. And the beautiful little daughter is the best thing in the movie, just as this person is supposed to be, as she's supposed to be the best thing in life. She's supposed to be 6 years old. Child star is great. Kevin Bacon and Amanda Seyfried, well, I guess they try. But the film is a haunted house movie, and it is grim. It is R-rated. It is incredibly bloody and disturbing. And I'm sorry, particularly for those of us who love kids, watching this adorable six-year-old, Avery Essex is the name of the child who plays the six-year-old daughter, seeing her constantly menaced in a horrible and supernatural and sometimes natural way is not deeply pleasant. There's a big mystery that is revealed at the end. None of it makes much sense. It does leave you feeling creeped out. And if that's what you want for Father's Day weekend, well, you got it. Rated R, and they mean it, a lot of very disturbing material. And two stars, only because it succeeds at creeping people out who want that. It's released digitally for video on demand today by Universal Pictures. Another film that is much more worthy of attention, it seems to me, is a movie called 7500. And this is a movie that stars Joseph Gordon-Levitt, who is actually become one of our most appealing and successful younger stars. He plays a pilot, American pilot, who is working for a European airline and on a flight between Berlin and Paris, things go terribly wrong. Listen.
We're at 7500.
Open the door!
Several men attacked our cockpit. We stopped them from now. The captain is injured. Status of the crew, I don't know.
They have a hostage. They're going to kill him if I don't open the door.
And one other guy to die.
Don't stop, please.
Okay, this is, you get the idea. What you don't get is how incredibly clever the claustrophobia of the movie is. It opens with a scene at an airport. It was a routine scene, people going through security. But then the whole rest of the movie, from beginning to end, takes place in the cockpit. You never even see the rest of the plane. And it is really from the pilot's point of view. And is it believable? Yeah, it is for the most part. The one thing that is a problem with the film is that you never get any sense of the motivation of the terrorists, and they end up being a bunch of them on the plane, who are just trying to get into the cockpit to down the flight and killing hostages if they don't get in. And it's a dilemma, and there is a great deal, and I when I say a great deal, I mean a great deal of gore and pain and even some dramatizations of bloody death. The film is difficult to watch, but it is an edge-of-your-seat thriller. It is, of course, rated R. The level of injury and death you feel until the very last thing you hear and see in the film, and again, all within this little cockpit space, makes this German-American and I think British co-production an impressive piece of work. There is also some good supporting work by a young actor named Omid Memar playing a teenage terrorist. Three stars for 7500, that's 7500, which refers to the level of the flight, the serial number of the flight. Now, don't confuse it. There's an earlier film from a couple of years ago called Flight 7500, which is much less worthy of attention. The other thing on the Medved show over Father's Day weekend, if you are looking for a Father's Day film, and we mentioned this yesterday, there are a number of films that are incredible and unforgettable. There is a great Italian movie made right after the war called The Bicycle Thief, which is a father and son film. And we mentioned on this show, I believe it was yesterday, One of the great father-daughter movies ever made, and one of my favorite movies of all time, literally it is the movie A Tree Grows in Brooklyn. It's based on a novel by Betty Smith, and it's about a Swedish-Irish immigrant family where the dad is a singing waiter in an Oscar-winning performance who happens to be an alcoholic. But it's about his deeply touching relationship with his daughter, who's played by Peggy Ann Garner, who ends up with aspirations as a writer. Set in Brooklyn in 1912 in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, and very suitable for family viewing with some deeply touching Christmas scenes as the struggling family looks for a Christmas tree. And this you can watch with older children who understand about some of the difficulties of alcoholism, which plays a factor in the film. A Tree Grows in Brooklyn is available everywhere. You can actually stream it from YouTube at no charge. And I would urge that as a means of Father's Day celebration. There's one other movie that I will mention, and it's an old film, and it surprised me. And it's a film called The Man. Now, this is a film about the first black president. No, not Barack Obama. The film was made in 1972 when Barack Obama was 11 years old. And the film stars James Earl Jones as a mild-mannered senator from New Hampshire, a former scholar, professor, who, through a series of terrible incidents that kill the president and the Speaker of the House, is thrust into the presidency in 1972. And I wanted to take a look at the film just to get a sense of, and I was completely compelled by it. I hadn't remembered it being as good as it looks now, 50 years later almost. And it's a fascinating film to watch as Douglas Dillman, he's named Douglas with the two S's like Frederick Douglass. It's a great performance by James Earl Jones, and the screenplay is by Rod Serling, the creator of The Twilight Zone. It is worth a look, and also available on YouTube at no charge, I believe. The Man from 1972. So, The Man, President Trump, is speaking in Tulsa. We will take a look at how he relaunches his campaign on Monday in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statement, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.